The Scope is filmed before a live studio audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that slides into home plate head first. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
Shane and Jared attempt to hit the posts, we give Cars and Entourage the star treatment, and Adam is forced to debate the merits of naming the band Savage Animal.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Everybody, welcome to episode 6 of The Post.
You're planning ahead already.
I am, boy. Flub number one. And you're gonna there's going to be a lot of that tonight, today, because we have some special guests in the house. But first...
Are you drunk?
I think I am a little bit. Okay. I'm drunk on cough syrup.
You can hear
by my voice, I'm feeling
you a little
like
sick. You like the tussin, huh?
I do. Let's throw this around the room and introduce the fantastic host of the show. First of all, we've got myself. I'm Shane. Thanks for listening. We've also got Adam sitting across from me,
hello,
looking happier and more excited than ever. And we've got Jared running the show.
The host with the most, baby.
The host with the most. You know, today we have a jam-packed show, both literally and figuratively. We've got a lot of fantastic things coming up, but we also got a full house in terms of guests. We wanted to outdo what we did last week. We had two people. This week we have three, and looking at them right now, they're making me very nervous. You'll find out in a minute. So let's introduce our guests for today. First of all, we've got John. John, thank you for coming in.
Glad to be here, Shane.
We love it that you're on our fake radio show. Everybody,
I love to be fake.
For your information, John and Jared are former bandmates in a fantastic little band that maybe didn't last as long as it should have. Who knows? But
lasted 5 years. It was probably a good enough. I don't know. It was a good run.
Good run. We laughed. We cried.
There was some of that too.
Moving on to our very excited guests on the Scope sofa, we've got Jess.
Hi.
Hello, Jess.
Hello.
Now, super fans of the show might remember Jess as being our first correspondent when we went out in March to interview some nerds for our...
We're standing over here in the corner judging people.
That's what we did. Jess went out and talked to all sorts of... friends and nerds alike at MarsCon, which is a local convention here, to kind of get some information and figure out what makes them tick. And she's finally back in the studio, ready to give it her all. Is that correct, Jess?
Right.
Fantastic.
Absolutely amazing.
Fantastic t-shirt.
Thank you.
Now, I love those two guests right there, but the one that's making me the most nervous, as you can tell by my super flub in the beginning, is my beautiful wife, Carrie. She's finally in studio. She's agreed to see what we're all about, and... she's ready to make a contribution. Hello, sweetie.
Hi.
There we go.
I'm missing my nap.
Very good. Quickly, Carrie, your favorite Scope episode?
This one.
Well, then, it's going to be a long day.
What's your favorite post episode?
The Post?
No? Yeah, when I screwed up in the beginning and called it The Post.
Oh, that's right. I forgot already.
You were asleep.
She's not even listening to this show.
She's napping now. She
really
can't.
This is devastating. Okay, so before we start getting into the meat of the show, this is the time when we just talk about what's going on in our lives and what's going on in the world. And big news this week, folks. The foundation of the nerd world was rocked.
Oh, no.
And we're going to talk about it right now, and it's going to flow into a lot of other things. But I'm going to let everyone know now that they need to put on their spoiler helmets, because we're going to be ruining a lot of things. This week in the Marvel comic book series Civil War, Peter Parker, who is Spider-Man, announced to the world that he is Spider-Man. So.
Oh, yeah.
For how many years? Like 40 years or so?
320.
He's had a secret identity, and now the entire world knows it's going to change everything. So I have to ask Adam, did you shed a tear?
No, but I was surprised. Even though, I guess in a review that I read later, they said that it's been being built up as that was, you know, the event that was going to happen. I didn't know. I wasn't reading any of the other ones, so... it was surprising to me, and kind of a good way to end the second issue.
How many emails did you send out to your friends letting them know about this?
None. I don't admit to them that I watch. Oh, thanks. I don't admit to them that I read comic books.
Yeah.
They think that, you know, I'm way too hardcore.
Well, just by looking at you, they can certainly tell that. So, John,
yes,
you're a former comic book store employee, manager.
Yes.
Is this the first you've heard of the Spider-Man news?
Yep, I had no idea.
Your take, go ahead.
That's how far I am. Well, I think it's going to be more like the, from what I've heard in the past 45 seconds, it's going to be like the Who's the Boss syndrome, where Tony and Angela never got a, you know, the sexual tension was there for years, and it kept the show going.
Sure, Tony Stark and Peter Parker have a lot of sexual
tension. And now it's gone.
It's going to be hot.
They finally got together, and then it was gone, and the ratings plummeted, so... Is that what's going to happen to the Marvel Universe?
Not gay.
It could. Absolutely could. I don't know.
Because once this gets out, it's like, what? There's no tension anymore.
No tension. Carrie and Jess?
Yeah.
Estrogen in the house? Any opinions on this?
I don't think that Tony and Angela should have gotten together.
That's exactly what I was. I'm real stuck on that at this point. Jonathan, could you tell he was gay from the beginning?
His name was Benji. I mean, that's got to tell you something right there.
Was it Benji?
Was it? No.
I might be lying.
No.
Boy, I thought
that was
Benji.
Really gay.
Let's see. Let me go through it. Angela, Damantha, Mona.
Damantha?
He never yelled at him.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Wasn't his name Jonathan?
It was Jonathan.
Yeah. No, his real name. Not
Danny Pintaro.
Yeah. Oh.
Danny.
Well, I called
from
him Benji.
From Cujo.
Danny, Benji. It's easy.
It wasn't
nice.
Cujo.
Cujo.
Well. Yeah, I don't. Not so much with the Spider-Man.
No. Well, maybe this next little segue is going to interest you. Something that I was kind of holding on to this topic for when the wife would actually come in, and I wanted to talk to everybody about it.
That's not a segue.
It isn't?
I don't think so.
Well, you know, I'm sick. I'm congested. I don't know what's going on.
You lose!
One thing that I do every week, as you can tell, is that I do read comic books, and every week I have to go to the comic store and pick up my local stash of Spidey-mans and Batmans and stuff like that. And I go there from daycare, so every time I go, I've got my young year-and-a-half-year-old daughter with me, and I have to bring her into the comic store. And I wanted to kind of bat around the idea, am I turning my child into a nerd? I mean, does she stand a chance?
Oh, no.
And Carrie and I have had many late-night discussions about this.
We have?
Of course you have.
Go with
Wow.
She's stopping it cold.
She slept through those,
She's
too.
Exposing it all.
Yes.
You may be a nerd, but I'm not, and I will take her away from that.
So you think...
It'll balance
she's
out.
She's got safeguards in place.
So me bringing her in every week, that's not hurting her.
No, she'll probably get real sick of it, and she won't want anything to do with it.
Well, she goes in there now, and she literally grabs everything off the walls. I mean, she couldn't be more excited
because
to see all that.
Because bright colors.
Yes. Oh.
Her brain isn't that developed yet, for God's sake.
She's like, hey, Walking Dead, bright colors.
That's what she does.
She wants to rip the pages. That's why.
That's what she does.
Maybe she's rebelling against her nerd tendencies already.
She
yeah.
is. Good I mean, for her.
It's I want a normal life, man. Let me have it.
It's funny when I bring her in there because I think she is the equivalent of nerd kryptonite. Bring her in and everybody in the store literally parts. I mean, to have a female in the store and a young female in a stroller, it's the most confusing thing to people. It's like, you know, when a nerd goes into Hooters or something like that and they don't want to look at the girl's chest, but you know, eyes up, you know, straight ahead. That's exactly how it is with you bring a child in there. They just don't want to acknowledge her existence and they completely pretend like there's not a screaming maniac infant in there.
It's representative of responsibility outside of the comic book world.
Exactly. I think I'm destroying everything while we're in there. So she's safe, Carrie. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
With me, as long as I'm around.
Maybe some Archie comics at some point.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I could start her with Archie, maybe...
No, you can finish with Archie. Oh. I
it
think
starts
that's okay.
And finishes.
I
and
looked keyboard. At those when I was young.
Yeah?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Jess
they
was into
like
it.
At the, like at the SA or something.
The super local...
Tom Thumb.
Drugstores. Okay, well, thank you for keeping that short and simple, everybody.
Sorry.
Okay, well, hey. Where's Earl? We need Earl here right now.
We don't need Earl.
We're doing fine. Don't worry.
I haven't even started the timer for...
That's okay.
Okay.
We're off the rails already. We don't need to time it.
Okay. Well, I need to address a serious issue now before we get into the issues that don't really matter. But this past week, or I think in the past 2 weeks, we got an email from a friend of the show, I'll say. Her name is Erin, and she had this to say about... something that Jared does a lot. I'll kind of paraphrase the email. It says, the Tom Cruise thing is getting a bit ... glib.
You're glib.
That right there. Jared likes to play that sound bit for people that don't listen to the show.
You're glib.
And she also goes on by saying, well, I don't know for sure what glib means, but I'll just say it's losing its charm.
Oh, yeah.
So for you, Aaron, I'll define what glib means. I looked this up on the internet. It's a pattern of speech marked by ease and fluency of speech or writing that often suggests or stems from insincerity, superficiality, or deceitfulness.
Oh, yeah.
That's the definition. So, Jared, Aaron doesn't like this.
Oh, yeah.
Any comments on that?
You're glib. You're glib.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You're glib. That's what I see. Okay. Oh, yeah. You're glib. There's some fun. Okay. Oh, yeah. You're glib. That's ridiculous. Okay. It's just ridiculous. So we're good. It's been lovely. I have to go.
That's horrifying.
That was actually really well done.
Thank you. I give Shane credit for coming up with the idea.
Play it one more time.
Much enough.
That's enough.
No, they don't want it.
No. Sure? Keep it going.
You can't.
Keep it going, man.
Everyone dance now.
Come on, Carrie. Shake your money makers, baby.
That's what I see. Okay. Oh, yeah. You're glib. There's some fun. Okay. Oh, yeah.
That was like 2 hours of work, honey.
It's ridiculous. Okay. It's just ridiculous. So we're
really?
Good. It's been lovely. I have to go.
Just
oh, the laugh.
Tom Cruise, great movie star or greatest movie star?
Not hot.
Not hot.
Okay. Well, Jared, will you be playing glib or are you going to retire it for Aaron's sake?
We can't retire it now.
Well, now it's too much fun.
Now just play the whole song.
Every time. We'll just keep bringing it back.
Now we should put
We will curb its use. How about that?
If you could put the Star Spangled Banner behind glib every time you play it, then it would be perfect.
Give it the proper honorarium
right.
It needs.
Yeah.
So we've got a bit is what we're saying. I mean, this is something that's going to go
that
on.
That was really good. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Good Adam, day, sir. Adam never pleasantly surprised by anything.
No.
He does pleasantly supply things, though. I've seen him bringing bags from Target, and he was happy.
Okay. Finally, before we mercifully put the segment to an end, I have to ask Adam about the week in review for kickball. Adam, please fill us in with something great and engage our guests on the Scope Sofa.
We lost last Monday, 4-1.
No.
So I'm depressed about it.
You lose!
Yes, I did. It's very true. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. The ref, Gary, who I keep telling people looks a lot like, I almost said Tom Sizemore, but that's not what I was thinking. William H. Macy. I think he looks like William H. Macy. He brought his own, he's like really over the top with it. Like, he makes us play rock, paper, scissors. He comes up with nicknames for everyone.
Do they make the refs wear striped shirts, that sort of thing?
I think he wears his own.
Oh, no.
He brought his own sound system this week to announce the game.
It's gonna be tight, y'all.
And it was kind of ridiculous, but that was.
What was the sound system for?
Yeah,
to
what
announce,
does he do?
You know, like to you know, be like you know, he's like now kicking. And
oh goodness!
Come, yeah.
This is absolutely not gay.
But what about the pre and post game?
The pre and post game.
Kickball. What's happening in that?
I continue to amaze everyone with my alcoholic tolerance. So that's been fun. Before the games, we usually go to Harvey's, which is right by work, where we work.
A local pub.
A local pub, you could call it. I wouldn't call it that, though. And then we go to the game. We were informed by our opponents that there's a bar called the Moose of Monroe, which Jess once called the Moose Knuckle. So that's what I tell everyone it's called.
The Moose Knuckle. Have you been there, Jess?
Oh, yeah.
For comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like a hillbilly bar? What are we talking about this place?
It's got a really weird mix of college kids and unemployed...
date rapists.
Yes. just homeless people and college kids, basically.
I remember
sounds like a great place.
A slice of society.
One time we were there and they played the most bizarre selection of music. Like it went from country to like... mid-90s rap or something?
Yeah.
It was really good.
They played How Bizarre by OMD The Fabulous Thunderbirds. Something like that.
Wow. That's one of your favorites, John. You love the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
We are in heaven. We found out that that bar gives 2 free pitchers to any team that comes in after their game. So
they consider a kickball team an actual team. They'll give beer to anybody.
I guess so.
Okay.
And so that was fun. And I had a new drink that I'd never had before, which is called a Dreamsicle. Which is a shot type drink, and it tastes like, you know, a Dreamsicle.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it was really good.
What
usually reserved for women, by the way.
What kind of alcohol is in it?
The good tasting kind. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what's stuff. In it, but it's really good.
You guys should do your show from there now.
Oh, well, that's an idea.
You could probably get a free pitcher.
Yeah,
sweet.
You'd probably get beat up.
I have a question about kickball.
Go ahead.
Can you drink while you're playing? Because I've read that.
Actually, this came up during the game this week. There, the Minneapolis Parks rules say no, you're not allowed. Oh. But we always have, and it hasn't been an issue until this week when one of my teammates that I had coaching third base while we were batting was drinking it, you know, while he was coaching, and that you can't do, you know, because you're right basically on the field,
and you clearly can't make good decisions,
right? So yeah, the drinking before and during doesn't affect you as much as actually coaching and drinking.
Dreamsicle.
So yeah, we got reprimanded a little bit for that.
Oh,
but drinking on the bench doesn't seem to cause any problems, except when, you know, we start throwing cans at people. we've decided to stop doing that.
That's well, probably for the best.
What was the name of the team that you played against this week? Can you remember that?
Can I remember that? Was it Green Eggs and Dam? No. that was last week. Or the week before. It'll come back to me.
Kickbot?
Was it Kickbot?
I don't
Did
know.
Did you know? No, it wasn't.
I'm not invited to those events.
What's your team's name?
A Swift Kick in the Grass.
That's good.
No, it's not. No.
It's too punified.
I guess. Shane, didn't you want to start a kickball team? What happened to that?
A few years back, but
all you had was names.
You forced me to impregnate you, and then
yeah. Shane
life is over.
Shane doesn't know enough people with athletic acumen. Yeah.
Do you remember?
It was him and
names?
Al. I do.
The team we actually want, the name we wanted for the team, and this is going to be way over your head, and you're not going to care, but it was.
Over your head.
Well, because you're not going to know, but the name.
Get him, Carrie.
The name of the team was the Roy Smalley Super Kickers.
I remember that.
I know, who's Roy Smalley?
Roy Smalley is I think he's a former shortstop of a Minnesota Twin. And
oh, yeah, I remember the name.
The guy that I was going to create the team with is Al, who has been on the show a few times. He is a huge sports guy, and he had this hard on for Roy Smalley. I don't know why. So it's like he wanted to find Roy Smalley, you know, get his
and
permission to use
him?
His name. Maybe he could sponsor our team, and just like most things in my life,
Roy Smalley has nothing else to do.
Yeah,
that's really want him
weird.
To sign his bat.
One of my suggestions for Adam was Guy Smalley.
Wow,
so, I'm lying.
Very
that's my radio name now, though.
Guy Smalley.
I've adopted that. Yeah,
nice. You also wanted to
Guy Smalley coming at you
to be hot feet.
Hot hot feet instead of hot heat. Everyone,
yeah.
That's
like
an
it.
Alternative band.
Yeah. I thought that was stupid. I did, and then you change it to something else.
Wow.
The reason your team didn't come around, by
Can
the way,
can we kick Carrie out after the first break?
Oh, yeah. It didn't come around because of your terrible names. You need at least mediocre puns.
You know, the other problem is we only knew, like,
three people.
Three women who would actually, maybe, and Carrie wouldn't play. She said she'd just sit and make fun of us playing.
You sat there and talked about that the entire vacation, whole week's vacation, and then nothing ever happened.
Wow.
It's like the ultimate.
Can we call Dr. Phil? Yikes.
Special segment now.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Do we have any very special music?
I know.
We don't.
We don't.
I don't have everything on tap.
It's
I know. Every week, Adam makes a special request, and I have nothing.
We
nothing
fail.
To offer.
Okay. So are we done with kickball? Because
I'm not done kickball till August 14th.
Oh, I mean just this particular
on
segment.
On the show.
No, we'll come back. We're talking about
it. You can keep talking about it if you want.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I think we've
good.
We've added enough time to the show length. Okay, so big show coming up, everybody. I wasn't lying. Right after this break, we're going to have a little game show called Hit the Post. I'll explain what that means, but it's a huge production. That's why we have these three fantastic people sitting on the couch.
Glad to be here, Shane.
Thank you. Right after that, we will hit our Under the Scope segment. So we will be reviewing two of the biggest summer smashes.
We're hitting everything today, aren't
we? Yep.
Hit.
We've got news. We've got a world-class look at all things coming soon. We're going to dig into the email listener bag. I don't know what that would be, but diminishing returns of email, because every week it's getting less and less and less. It's killing us, but we still do it for everyone. Anyway, so yeah, that's that. We will be back right after this break. Thanks for listening. This is The Scope.
It's utterly amazing.
People are starting to talk about The Scope. Even the upper crust of Hollywood has taken notice. Here's what the stars and starlets of Tinseltown are saying about our modest little podcast. Napoleon Dynamite.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Uncle Rico.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. While you're out there playing patty cake with your friend Pedro, your Uncle Rico making $120.
Kip.
It's pretty cool, I guess.
Thanks, famous people. Now, back to the scope.
We are back with The Scope, part two of the show, episode six. They said it wouldn't last, but it does. And it goes on and on and on and on.
I want to find those people who said it wouldn't last and kill them.
Yes, all three of them. Well, let's kick off this segment with the hottest, most exciting thing we've ever done. We're calling it Hit the Post.
It's time for America's hottest quiz show sensation. Get ready to Hit the Post.
That's right. Welcome, everyone, to Hit the Post.
By the way, these production values,
yes,
they should really be used on a good show.
Wow.
Oh. Already interrupting. Okay, let me get back into my written script here. Hit the Post. It's our newest game show sensation in which the contestants do their best to act and sound like real radio DJs. Before we start the competition, I suppose you're all wondering what it means to hit the post. Well, let me take a second to explain it. Radio professionals define hitting the post as the act of talking up to the point when the lyrics begin in a song without stepping on the beginning of the vocals. Some of you may still be confused, so here's a real-life example of what hitting the post sounds like.
The Cars on Music Radio 99.5 at WLOL. And I'm Pam Lewis, and I guess this is my turn. Everybody else has been able to say goodbye. I want to thank the Twin Cities for four fantastic years. Going out, an appropriate song, at least for me, Cyndi Lauper. Girls Just Want to Have Fun on WLOL. Bye, Twin Cities.
Wow. Very professional. That's what we're aiming for here today.
You know how professional that was? I didn't even have that in my playlist. I had to just open it up on the fly there. That's a good idea.
Very nice. The show is growing.
Yeah.
That's utterly amazing.
So, everyone, the game itself is quite simple to play. Two contestants, that would be Jared and myself, will battle it out in five separate rounds, each trying to hit the post in five separate songs. To make this whole thing a little bit more exciting, each round will have specific information that the contestant must announce during the song. For instance, one round may require the contestant to give a traffic report along with the artist, song title, and a station ID. And one more thing, each song will be randomly drawn by the one and only Adam. Adam, are you ready for this challenge?
Yes.
So, everyone's wondering, how do you win this stupid thing? That's where our three judges come into play. Thank you. Each judge, using their best judgment and infinite skill, will keep track and rate each contestant. They'll also have the opportunity to critique each performance, with their advice hopefully helping the posters in future rounds. At the end of five rounds, the judges will come together and pick a grand champion. So, I suppose you want to know who these judges are? Let's meet them. John, number one judge.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
here, Shane.
Now, you are familiar with music, correct?
Somewhat.
Have you heard of it?
So you'll do just fine in this. use your ability.
I'll use my... okay, yes.
That's it. Thank you. Save all your...
Cut
your,
off.
Save all your glib comments for the critiquing. Judge number two, I won't call her the Paula Abdul of the group because she would punch me in the gut later on, was my beautiful wife, Carrie. Carrie.
Yes.
Will you be playing favorites? Meaning, I will get better ratings than other people. Meaning Jared.
No, that's not how it would work.
She doesn't seem to play favorites in general with you. So.
No.
That's right.
She's always taking me down.
Yeah.
And finally, Jess. Big things. Thank you. Thank you, Adi. It's a little late. Jess, have you listened to the radio before?
Yes.
Are you familiar with DJs talking?
Yes.
So this should not be a problem for you.
I feel confident.
Feel confident. Is there anything you're looking for? In terms of our delivery, are you looking for gimmicks? Are you looking for straight ahead DJ action? What?
Looking for both of you to fail.
Wow. I think there'll be plenty of that.
Yeah, you've come to the right place, Lady J.
And props. If you guys use props, you get bonuses from
right.
Jess.
Right. Big Carrot Top fan.
Wow.
Okay, well.
There'll be no bonus points then.
Is there a prize if whoever wins get a prize?
Whoever judges best?
Well, if I win, I know what I'm getting later tonight. That's all I'm saying.
They get a prize.
Sleeping on the couch?
Prize of self-confidence.
Whoever loses should come over and watch Audrey while the three judges go drink.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, very, very nice. Don't like that.
Yeah, happy with that outcome.
Okay, so just like a real game shows, we drew numbers before backstage, and Jared came out with the guy who's going to be, he's going to be starting this roundup. So
lucky me.
Lucky Jared. So he's the guinea pig. Adam, what you need to do is reach into that envelope number one.
I can't do the, no. Can I read?
Yeah, you need
to
read what it is.
All right,
familiarize the judges with
it. The first round, which is titled "Basic Post," contestants must announce the song title, artist, and give a radio ID.
Artist, song title, and radio ID.
Radio ID. Basic post. Any way you want to do it.
Now I'm going to pull one out at random
for Jared. Yes,
for Jared.
Make it quick.
All right, I'm working on it.
Read the info.
You're going to be singing "Soldier of Love" by Donny Osmond.
Singing it.
Soldier of Love.
He'll be posting.
No, I thought he was going to sing this one.
Oh, okay.
I know what's going on. From the self-titled album of Donny Osmond from 1989.
Okay. So I just have to, all right, here we go.
He's very nervous, I can tell.
All right, I'm going to.
We can hear you when you whisper, by the way, judges.
And that's fine.
Sorry.
I get to be the guinea pig, don't I? Lucky me.
Yep, hit it.
Here we go. Hey, welcome back to the program. Here it's DJ Jared Love in the house. Got a little music for you. Soldier of Love from Donny Osmond. Right here on the Scope, WSCP. I'd just like to tell all my fans out there that I appreciate you listening. And here we go. It's the Scope. That was horrible.
Let's take it to the judges. We'll start it with Jess. Your opinions.
I like the song. Brings me right back. DJ?
I don't know.
Really?
Making stuff up.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I got.
John.
It was really Brown Institute-ish.
Snap.
Plus, the song was awful.
Yeah, well.
Oh.
And Carrie.
I didn't choose the song.
I like the song also. Sorry.
That's all we can say.
At least you didn't talk over the singing, I
right,
guess.
That was
well,
good.
Thank you.
That was very good.
That's because I ran out of stuff to say.
Carrie is so supportive.
Okay.
I want to see if that works the same way.
Draw a song for me, Adam. Go.
All right. Second song. Runaway by John Bon Jovi.
Goodness, this is great.
From 1984.
Jane,
let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready now. This is WSCP 97.7, the only Twin Cities station playing all of your favorite tunes. Johnny Thunder here taking through a nonstop music Monday. Let's keep it going with the boys from New Jersey. It's Bon Jovi with Runaway.
Very nice.
Wow.
Judges, we'll start with John.
I didn't like how you said the word Monday. You said it too aggressively.
Wow.
But you came out pretty good. It wasn't too bad.
Jess.
Shane, dog. I liked the Monday edition. I thought it made it sound like you have your own little catchphrase that you use, you know, when you're in there on Mondays. And I like the song.
But it's so violent.
See, well, he's Johnny Thunder.
He's Johnny Thunder.
He calls it down.
And finally, my beautiful wife who always supports me in my times of need. Go ahead.
Well, it's my favorite band of all time. So, oh! You know,
what are the odds that would happen?
What are the odds of that? And I thought it was very good.
Thank you.
I have to say.
My pen doesn't work here. No one gets a vote from me.
Here
we go.
Thank you.
And I like how you said the boys from Jersey.
Yeah, right. Like I was there.
Like you're very knowledgeable of their band.
That's where I'm going to fail.
No one knows that. They're from Jersey. You know?
Okay, let's move into round two. Adam, what is this round entail?
All right, round two, which is called Coming Up. Contestants announce the upcoming songs and artists along with the next song title, artist, and a radio ID.
I don't remember this contest or this category being discussed, by the way. This wasn't in our list.
What was on our list?
This was a complete surprise.
Read it again.
I'm going to read it one more time.
Jared,
this wasn't in the contest.
Contestants announce the upcoming song. I'll start over just to clarify.
Yeah.
Contestants announce upcoming songs and artists along with the next song title, artist and radio ID.
So or just artist, Jared.
Why don't we have Shane go first?
Yes.
I'll go
well,
first.
Yeah, Shane, well, great.
Jared can pick the funny
He knows
bands.
The category.
Jared, I'm sorry. I thought this was
not in the list that we discussed.
Shane's
but that's
cheating
okay.
already.
Jared's angry. Okay, Jared automatically wins this category.
No.
You still have
no.
to do it, though.
I have to come up with something now.
Okay, I am making up another radio name, by the way.
Because I'm happy about the one I picked, so you can't skip this one. Shane, you're going to be singing. You're going to be posting what? I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow.
Where the hell is it on my list?
from the album angry. I Want Candy no from 1982.
Whew. Are you ready?
I'm just focusing right here. Okay, let's roll this bad boy. This is The Scope, your one-stop station for all the best music this summer. Dr. Dave here, taking you through a long set of commercial-free music. We've got the biggest bands coming at you next hour. Duran Duran, Tina Turner, and a new track from that band Kaja Gugu. They'll be around for a while. Now, it's I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow. Only on WSCP, The Scope. Carrie, start it off.
I thought it was a little too too many pauses. A little too jerky.
It's only going to get worse, trust me.
Yeah.
Jerky.
Just wait till we get to the big ones.
Just like, duh, duh, duh. Okay.
Wow.
It was better last. Okay. The last one was better, I have to say.
You peaked early.
Yeah,
John?
That's what she said.
You really had to kind of...
She always says that, Jess.
Yikes.
I'm talking here. Why isn't anyone listening to me?
I'm listening, John.
No, you kind of had to stretch it out quite a bit.
I did.
So there
didn't
was
I?
There was some long pause. Plus the beat of the song was a little spacey, so it was like you were saying each word to the beat.
Do you have any constructive criticism for me?
It's like, this is Shane da da. I Dr. am
Dave.
On the scope.
Dr. Dave, give straight.
Are you going to come up with a different radio name each round?
I don't know if I'll announce my name every time. Okay. We'll think about it. And Jess, finally, please give me some positive feedback, dog.
Well, I agree with the other judges, just that it was a little spaced out. Still different than the last one. You're still creative with it. My constructive criticism is a lot of times DJs will reference an upcoming lyric from the song.
Oh, jeez.
Like, you could be like,
wow. She's really
coming
going
up,
deep.
Bow, wow, wow, I like a boy who's nice and sweet. Coming at ya! So,
that would be very appropriate for Shane.
Wow. Maybe. Jared, I hope you fail.
Right, I know.
I probably
Jess,
will,
Jess
but I'm enjoying this moment while it lasts.
Jess is going to take your place. You're out.
You know, we actually have extra songs if any of the judges would like to try to hit the post. Anyone?
Jess would
No,
it.
Thank you.
What a bunch of babies. Jess, you're going to do one later, right. I feel it.
I don't do posts.
Okay.
It's beneath her.
So we've gone through the half of round two. Let's see if Jared can scramble, make it happen with his song.
Jared, you're going to be hitting the post on Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue from the album Girls, Girls, Girls from 1987.
All right, so I have to do the song, and then I have to announce what's coming up.
Yep, just name some artists. Do it in the sassy Jared style.
All right.
Are you ready, Jared?
Yeah, I guess so. Here we go.
Hit it.
Hey, Rockin' Rick in the house here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the rock and roll from now until the end of time. I tell you what, we got coming up. We got some Poison. We've got some Europe. But right now, we've got a little Motley Crue. Yes, off their multi-platinum album, Girls, Girls, Girls. It's the title track, Girls, Girls, Girls. I'll tell you what, Motley Crue, when I was in L.A., we used to hang out and we'd hit the bars on the Sunset Strip. But I'll tell you, it was a good old time. But let's get into the song now. That's right, it's Motley Crue, Girls, 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 right here on The Scope.
Wow.
Had no idea about Jared's other life.
I just went for broke on that one.
Okay, judges, we'll start with Jess, your opinion.
Very impressed. Very impressed. You didn't know, you know, Shane messed it up and didn't tell you that that was going to be one of the options. You jumped right in there as Rockin' Rick.
Thank you.
Rockin' Rick. Throwing back some of the, you know, bragging that DJs do about how they're in the biz. You know, they're like, they're basically, you know, glorified groupies where I hung out with Motley Crue. Was very good. And right with the motorcycle kicking, you were in there with your gruff voice, rocking it, as it were.
Thank you.
Impressive.
Carrie.
I agree with Jess, and I think you're much more comfortable doing that than Shane, who knew ahead of time.
here's a little
the
insight.
Category.
As soon as I found out the category, I started writing down like other 80s bands, and then, of course, I get nothing that would relate to right. Motley Crue. So I'm like, I got to struggle to find things that match that.
Well, I like how you made it personal with your little... hanging out story.
Thank you.
That's very good.
Which he really did. And finally, we've got Randy.
Randy?
Or I like to call him John.
Jared, you threw yourself in the face of adversity.
Thank you.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
I miss the screaming in the DJs. I mean, they have a few now, but when the song kicks in and they start screaming, the post and the ramp up to it. It's just great. I love it. It gets you pumped and you're just waiting for Vince.
Thank you, John.
Neil to bust in.
Wow. Thank you all. Thank you, judges.
Well, very impressive, Jared, throwing down the gauntlet in this particular round. Let's see what you can do in round three. Adam, what is the topic?
All right. Hopefully, Jared knows about this round.
We'll find out, I guess.
This round's called Weather Forecast.
Okay.
Contestants must give an interesting and compelling weather forecast, along with the song title, artist, and radio ID.
So let's draw a song for Jared. What will it be?
Jared will go first this round, and he'll be hitting the post on Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin from the album Don't Worry, Be Happy from 1988.
Terrible.
One of the worst songs ever. Make it your own, Jared.
Okay. Hey there, this is Steve, the radio slave. Welcome to The Scope. We've got some good music coming up for you. 81 degrees outside. Chance for rain later in the evening. Tomorrow looks like your forecast, a high of 88, partly sunny, and after that, 80 degrees, partly sunny. This is Bobby McFerrin. If you're feeling down, all I gotta say is, don't worry, be happy. Right here on The Scope, WSCP. Peace out. <Here's a
little song>. Oh,
they're laughing at least.
Wow.
I'm not sure if it's for me or against me.
Let's find out if it's good or bad. John, your opinion.
You stopped a little too early, but
yeah.
But I like the juxtaposition of Steve. No, the Steve, the radio slave.
I don't know.
With the soothing sounds of Bob.
He sounded a little depressed. I gotta tell you, he was not, he was clearly worrying and not being happy.
Yeah.
I know. And the weather was nice.
Carrie.
Why are you so depressed about it?
I don't know.
Carrie, is that your comment?
Yes, it is.
So you think that could be the worst ever?
No. I haven't heard them all yet, Shane.
Jess, please.
A few more to go.
Bring some reality to this, please.
Oh. I thought it was pretty good. I thought, you know, like before, there was a couple spaces. It was clear he didn't really know when the lyrics were coming up. But I did enjoy that he was making it personal, that he wanted the audience to be happy.
Was it unfortunate that he missed the post by about 6 or 7 seconds at the beginning there and
it's
kind of ruined the whole thing?
It's unfortunate that you're really defensive about it and taking it really seriously.
This is getting ugly.
Tell Jared. Way to go with that whole hump performance. Let's draw a song out for me.
Thanks.
See if I can just knock it out of the park.
Oh, my God.
Shane, you're going to be hitting the post on White Wedding by Billy Idol.
Oh, no.
From the album Billy Idol, 1983.
Are you ready?
No, I'm going to focus here for a second.
All right, you let me know.
Okay, hit it. WSCP. The Scope 97, bringing you the Twin Cities' greatest rock hits. This is Jed the Fish. Before we get back into our long set of music, here's your Scope weekend forecast. Today, rain, 72. Rest of the weekend, we got sun all weekend long. Now we've got Billy Idol with White Wedding, only on The Scope. And I'm a little early, so let's just keep on talking, baby. Here.
Damn it. Oh. Who ran out of things to say just like me?
Let's just skip the judges and go on to... Okay, I'll take my medicine. Carrie, go ahead.
I don't know. Neither one were that good this time.
Yeah.
I'm having a real hard time.
Okay, give me the 2 points. Jess?
I really liked how your leg was bouncing the whole time. I don't know if you were really getting into it or if you were nervous. What was the other thing? I forgot to take notes.
That's okay.
Good effort. Good.
Thank you. Thank you. Do I look
nice,
good?
Nice try.
And John.
You looked good doing it. That's all that matters.
If you're going to give it, you're going to have to take it too.
Okay,
oh,
next
I
song.
Had something
Let's
to
do
say.
It.
All
oh.
you said about the weather was sunny.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that wasn't sunny.
I know.
That was not hot.
Crap.
So I got to hit it here.
I would like to say it was not a compelling weather forecast. Like right.
You're just drawing names. You're not commenting.
All right.
Nor was mine.
I didn't know. All right, are you ready for round four?
I think we are.
Shane, you're going to be the first one
to
go.
I'll start
this
off.
Category, this round is called the Micro Post.
Ooh.
Contestants must announce song title, artist, and radio ID, but they have an extremely short time to do it. All songs, you have less than 15 seconds to do so.
You understand that, judges?
Doesn't really seem that short, but okay.
What are the criteria again?
Just...
he didn't know this one either. Way to go, Shane.
No, I did. I was...
Okay. Song title, artist, and radio ID. So the same as the first one.
Like a basic post. Short,
basic
short.
Post, but tighten it up.
Right. Considering how many words we've been able to come up with so far, this should be easy.
Yep. What do we have, Adam?
Who's going first?
I'm going first.
Shane, you're going to hit the post on Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by The Police. Ooh. From Ghost in the Machine from 1981.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's do it. WSCP. Thanks for tuning in and giving us a shot. Coming now, we've got Sting and the Boys. A Police with Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. Only on The Scope. Judges, we'll start with Jess.
Nice recovery on that one.
Thank you.
That was good. It was clear. You knew the song. You knew when it was coming up. The Boys wouldn't be so glad about being introduced as, you know, Sting's little...
That's what I agree with.
Oh, jeez.
You should have said Stewart and the Boys.
Right. Isn't that where it's really
at? He gets nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drumming like a beast.
Wow. Carrie, please save me.
I thought it was good.
Yes. And you love Sting?
Do I love Sting?
You love Sting and you love me.
More than Shane.
Wow.
Thank you. That's a yes. John.
Yeah. Boy, the piercing eyes there with that. That was amazing. No, yeah, it wasn't that bad. I liked it.
Wasn't that bad. Well, I'll take that. Garrett, are you ready for your attempt at the micropost?
I guess so.
Adam?
Jared, you're going to be hitting the post on Something So Strong by Crowded House from the album Crowded House from 1986.
Wonderful.
Yep.
I can't wait. This is the shortest one on the list, by the way. This is all of 8 seconds.
8 seconds.
Yeah, here we go. Wow. I'm the Bruce in the house, WSCP. Coming up for you, we've got Something So Strong, Crowded House, from the album Crowded House. You're listening to The Scope.
Jeez.
I like voices.
You really do. Judges?
Yeah.
Did you love the voice?
Yeah.
We'll start with Carrie.
It exists. Carrie confirms it.
I have to say Jared's a clear winner in that round.
Oh.
Sorry. That was nice.
Yeah, I'm a quick sucker for the phone. For the nasally DJ voice. The voice that talk like this. I love it, so.
Devastating. Jess?
Yeah, I gotta agree. It was pretty good. Yeah. Especially, 8 seconds is less than you had.
Clearly, judge is buying into gimmicks.
That's what it's all
about.
What
you gotta do.
I can't wait for you guys to tune into KS95 when you get back into your cars today.
There's a problem, though, that I can't see Jared. So it's easier for me to...
There you go. The radio illusion is easier.
I'm looking at Shane. I have to not look at you in the next round.
Sounds like the story of our marriage right there. Okay, fifth and final round. This is the biggie. Adam?
This round's called the macro post, which I don't really think is the opposite of micro, but I could be wrong.
Thank you for bringing us to reality once again.
This is the
buzzkill.
This is the opposite of the last round. Instead of... doing songs with a very short amount of time, these have an extremely long intro.
Oh.
So you have to give title, artist, and radio ID, but you have a lot of time to fill. And Jared's going first.
All of these songs are a minute and 25 or longer.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
try not to be crazy diamond.
They're going to be telling really good stories. Jared,
yes.
First song.
Yes.
I Ran So Far Away. By A Flock of Seagulls.
The one I didn't want. I don't know the song as well.
From the album A Flock of Seagulls from 1982.
Remember, this is a contest, so you are
coming
up with a contest.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm ready to go.
Okay. Oh, man.
Welcome back to the program. It's the Duke of Rock here. You're listening to WSAP, The Scope, the only radio station that plays songs with the longest intros around. Let me tell you something. We got a contest coming up here. Everyone out there in the land, I want you to listen for the phrase that pays. When you hear that phrase, you call in, you dial your phone, you hit 989-WSCP, and you could win big money, big prizes. I'm talking $500 for the 21st caller. That's right. So don't be lazy. Listen up. Listen for those magical phrases that pays, and give us a call. If you win, you'll be entered into a drawing for $10,000. Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear that? $10,000. Woo! That's right. Big money, big prizes right here on WSCP, the only station that gives you money. Not real money, but fake money, because we're having fun here. It's a good time here. This is good. We just keep on going because, it's casual, and people like it casual, and people like to hang out, maybe sit at the bar and make a few drinks and enjoy the radio. And that's what we do. We don't like to clutter things with lyrics. We like to keep it fresh. We got some music here for you. I could just sit down and listen to this song all day. Can't you guys folks? I mean, this is good times. I mean, this is reminds me of a fresh summer day with a Mai Tai and maybe a fresh salad. I don't know. Sitting on the beach, having a good time. Sitting there with my lady. I can smell the sand. Smell the ocean. Tell you what. This is A Flock of Seagulls. I Ran So Far Away. From the album A Flock of Seagulls, right here. WSCP, The Scope. Yeah.
Thank you!
Oh, oh my god.
That was good.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. I'm winded just by listening to Jared talk so much.
The Duke is the best I've ever heard.
Yes.
Okay, John, start that off. Judge, what did you think of that?
It was like watching the Hindenburg. The but there was a bit of charm there.
The humanity.
Just keep going and going.
Oh, the humanity. Carrie.
Shane's probably got a whole script written out.
Yeah, I got a whole script. No, I don't. It's gonna be ugly on my part. I tell you that much. Carrie, please destroy him.
Destroy him.
I never thought of having a Mai Tai and a salad. it's quite a combo.
That's what happens when you have
while
to pick
I smell
in your feet.
The sand. But yeah, it was a little bit charming.
A little bit charming. Would you want to listen to that on the radio?
Not all the time.
There we go, Jess.
Very personable. Learned a lot about what the Duke likes to do to relax, including listening to 80s rock.
Exactly.
what? How can you say something bad about such an effort to stretch it out?
Well, that was part of the
right
problem. I mean, he's just doing what he was told.
Well, but what are you?
Thank you, Jess.
To say?
Let's draw.
Shane's ready to close it out.
Okay, I'm very scared. Adam, please draw a song and watch me go up in flames.
Shane, you're going to be hitting the post on Where the Streets Have No Name.
Oh, son of a bitch.
By you two. From the Joshua Tree. Yeah.
For the record, this ramp is a minute and 46 seconds. It's 15 seconds longer than Jared's. So take a nap. Get your pillows off.
What was it?
Are you ready to go?
Can we switch?
We can do that one after. Okay, we're just doing a little stuff here.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, let's do it. Thanks for tuning in to 97.7 The Scope. This is Donnie J, the Duke of DJs. This is your station for music and more this summer. Speaking of more, don't forget to go online at thescopeshow.com. Put your name in for our fantastic Summer Scope giveaway. Every weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, 9:10, 10:10, 11:10, and then in the afternoons at 12:10, we'll be drawing names. If you hear yours, be call in within 15 minutes, and you'll get $97.70. Woo! Don't forget, at the end of summer, all people who won that $97.70 will be in the drawing to win a fantastic new 2007 Ford Mustang convertible. That's supplied by our friends over at Denny Heckard's Ford and Mercury. They've got all sorts of great things there. Head in there on a Saturday. Hot dogs and sodas, only 50 cents. In the meantime, keep it locked in on the Scope. We've got a great band right now. This is U2. It's Bono, The Edge, and the rest of the boys. I don't remember their names, but damn, they're good. I think they're going to be around for a long time. This is off their mega hit, quadruple platinum, The Joshua Tree. This is Where the Streets Have No Names, and I nearly have no more words left for this. I figure there's another 15 seconds to fill. This song was called in, and this is a dedication from Susie in Shakopee. She loves you two, she loves her boyfriend, she loves The Scope. Thanks for listening, The Scope.
Oh my god.
Challenging.
15 seconds longer than Jared's. Please give me mercy, Jess.
Great. A lot of information. Really packed it in there. Nice.
How did you fit it all?
I don't know. Let's go to John. Please, John, no Hindenburg comments.
Well, I didn't think I could ever hear somebody sweat on the radio. But once again, I mean, the music was swelling and it was almost foreboding. Like it was...
Carrie, like your opinion.
Foretelling his doom?
But no, it was good. It wasn't bad, though. I thought it was pretty
Thank
good.
Thank you.
I thought it was all right, too.
Thank you very much.
Nice job.
Why were you both the Duke? I didn't like that.
Because I wanted to compete against him. That's what I wanted to do.
Competing Dukes.
There can only be one Duke.
Also, I didn't like that you mugged at the judges when you talked about 50 cent hot dogs and sodas. I thought that was unfair.
Right. The female judges.
There's no mugging in radio.
Jared cannot mug.
There's no mugging in radio.
I was trying not to look at
it. They didn't look at me. It was like American Idol. When you watch it, you don't watch the singers. You listen to them sing. Right. Now, Adam, do you want to try to hit this last post just for fun?
God, no.
Does anyone else want to hit the
Jess
post?
Jess should.
Jess, you want to try to hit this
Yay,
one? Come on, it'd
Jess.
Be fun.
Do
okay,
it.
Okay.
Okay, this is... do that song she
I
wanted
I don't think... No, I think that was... you don't really want to do that one,
it's,
do you?
No, Well,
we can pull you out a short one if you want. I mean, there's all sorts of good songs here.
I don't care. It's gonna be a mess either way. I'm not pretending it's gonna be cool, but it was a good song, is all.
You want that one? Okay, let's do it then.
Which one?
This will be The Final Countdown by Europe from the album Final Countdown 1986.
Wow.
Jess, you've got a minute song. And 26 seconds. Do you want to talk about contests, or do you just want to
really
do anything
long.
You want?
I'm going to freestyle.
She's going to freestyle. Okay, let Jared know when you're ready, and we'll start this.
I'm ready.
Hit it.
Hey, you're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati. This is Jezebel rocking it with Europe. Coming up later, you're going to hear some Eminem. What's with that guy? Angry. You may remember the song in Arrested Development this season. Hey, wasn't that sad when that got canceled? I had a really long day at work yesterday. It was a drag. I just do this for fun.
A minute left.
We can get the Apollo Theater hook going. Yep.
I do. Where's
the cane? Just jump in, help her out.
Come on, John. Say
take
something.
It, John. You go. The music's swelling. This should
wait,
be
here
easy.
Here we go. Wait. All right.
No.
And all right. This is Dr. John in the house. We got Europe, as they're called in Europe.
There's an accent over the E. It's good.
Oh, the Europe. And this is The Final Countdown, which was a mediocre film starring Lloyd Kaufman back in the day when Lloyd was in movies. But
I'm sweating for John.
Yeah. I have nothing WCB. More else to say.
Nope.
It's coming up here.
Come on, right here. Hit it, John.
WSP Europe, The Final Countdown, right here on The Scope.
Wow.
I don't think singing the instruments is actually usually part of hitting
it
the
It should
post.
Be.
Yeah, it should be. Singing
for
the guitar.
For all of you judges giving us a hard time.
Oh, so the one that we had to do was 100 fucking...
Yeah, why don't you take a shorter one? Yeah.
There's all a bunch of shorter ones.
Okay, draw one more short one.
Do Any Way You Want It by Journey.
There you go.
I don't have that.
If you can do that as well.
Get it.
I've only got 5 songs left.
Do we have any Journey?
Isn't it like 5 seconds at the beginning of that song? Like
no, it's there's no seconds. I think the first thing is singing. So if you can pull that off, you're the greatest.
How about We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's?
Oh, that's a good one.
And Carrie should have to do it.
I'm not going.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Shane?
Oh.
Yes. Here we go. Somebody hit the post.
Yes, dear.
Go on, John.
Not doing it.
Hey, WSCP.
It's so fun.
How's it going, Shane? It's
they've
good to
got
be here.
The beat. I've got the beat.
I've got the beat too.
You've got the beat. This is Shane and J Dog in the house.
That's right.
Coming at you with the gals from Cali. They're singing their favorite song. It's a hot hit.
We got the
with
beat.
Cool Treats. We got the beat. The Go Go's.
Right here on the scope.
Hey, together.
Right.
Together, it's great.
It's like that a radio duo show.
I like cool beats and hot treats.
Yeah.
Or vice my versa. Ode to Dairy Queen. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, enough of this.
No,
goofing around.
We're not going to get to Cars?
Okay, you can do
the,
Cars,
what
Adam.
What were the other songs?
Adam would like to do Cars.
I didn't say I wanted to do
Come on, Adam, just
come
do
on,
one.
Adam.
Come on, Adam, hit
I'll
the
try,
post.
I'll try doing one.
Here we go.
What?
Yeah.
I'm,
Say something about the song.
So later in the show, we're going to be reviewing Cars, the new Pixar movie. That kind of leads us into Cars by Gary Numan, what we're going to be listening to up here on the scope.
Listen to up here.
What?
Up
What's
in
going
the house.
On
the top of the IDS tower.
Gary Numan Cars on the scope.
Adam, keep drawing those names out of the envelope.
I
think. No.
I said I didn't want to do it, and then you played it anyway.
Maybe we should wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Okay, so an important decision has to be made by the judges. Oh. I think I know where it's going.
Not
but
yet, though. Not yet.
It's formalities. I know.
Okay.
We're going to give them a little time to deliberate.
Liberate.
We're going to head into a break. When we come back, we'll find out who the winner of the first annual, maybe it's not even annual, maybe it's every week from now on. It's Hit the Post, the hottest game show on the scope. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Oprah Winfrey intellectual moment of the day.
And so how do you adjust to all of the different, I'm trying not to say strange penises.
That was the Oprah Winfrey intellectual moment of the day. Oh, no, you didn't. It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie. Hit it!
Today's song is from a drums and organ duo from San Francisco. You can find these guys on the Podsafe Music Network. This is Mates of State with Proofs right here. On the Scope.
Now join the Scope, already in progress.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Scope. Just about ready to find out who won the first ever Hit the Post Super Contest.
Woo.
Let's look to the judges. They're looking very nervous. They've got some results. I believe Jess has been anointed the foreman of the group. Jess?
It was close.
Okay.
Swinging into first place. When does it end? Jared.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Not a shock. You're so great, Jared.
Jared with a whopping 25 points.
Wow.
Shane
look at that. Commanding victory.
With 20.
Please.
Very close. It was a close battle, though, and I appreciate the challenge that Shane presented. I know I faltered in the first round, but I think I recovered well, and look forward to the next battle.
Shane, do you feel it was rigged?
Yes.
I think, Shane, you lost it in the third round when you farted. That's probably what killed you.
I didn't talk with gimmicky voices. I think that was my problem.
That's what I meant by farting.
Sometimes
that,
you
got to
have a little radio persona. What are you going to do?
Oh, jeez. Well, maybe we'll do this again another time, and Adam will really take it seriously, and we'll get him to post up a couple songs. Then again, maybe not.
Were you not listening to that part?
I think I was, and I enjoyed it greatly. All right, everybody, let's go to the Scope.
Under the Scope.
Please, Adam, give us some news, will you?
All right.
News. Go ahead.
Who said news? Was that you saying it, or was that...
I just said it right there.
We should really add that to the
news.
You should not be so visibly startled when you hear it.
Wow. Okay.
I expect things to be in a certain way, and it's not.
Make it exciting and
only
brief.
Only two stories today.
Okay.
Because only two things happened.
Judges, feel free to chime in at any time.
Right. If you guys have news stories, you can let us know.
Yeah.
So the first one is an Associated Press story about how 17 beers and 4 pizzas a day can help keep prostate cancer away. And it rhymes, so that makes it even better.
That's fantastic news.
Yep. I smell a song.
So it's been previously reported that lycopene, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yes,
it's
that's correct.
Thank you. It's an ingredient in tomatoes, and if you ever buy a bottle of Heinz ketchup, you'll see like on the back, they talk about how great it is.
Yes.
That has been linked to helping prevent various cancers, including prostate cancer. So that's where the you need 4 pizzas a day to equal the amount that you need that these studies have shown.
Sure.
Excellent.
Help prevent it. Right. And now also, the University of Oregon researchers have found that 17 beers a day can help prevent it as well. Unfortunately, that would also lead to alcoholism and psoriasis of the liver.
I was just going to ask, are there any negative side effects to 17 beers and 4 pizzas a day?
Yeah, just a couple. Kind of funny, Richard Atkins, not related, not the same guy either. His name was Richard, right?
To Mr. Atkins?
Right, Dr. Atkins.
Guy that fell and cracked his skull.
Richard,
not related to Chet Atkins either.
That's yet to be confirmed, actually.
Christopher?
CEO of the National Prostate Cancer Coalition said that it's every man's dream to hear that beer and pizza can prevent cancer. However, 17 beers amounts. And 4 large pizzas needed to get enough, word I can't pronounce, xanthohumol.
Gary, what is that?
Lycopene.
I don't know that one. I just don't
to help prevent prostate cancer is unfortunately not advised. So I'm sorry. Maybe eventually it will become a pill. And then
lycopene, I think you can take supplements.
Why can't you just eat tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yes, you
I just
can do that
I just chug
also.
Heinz ketchup.
Because tomatoes are gross by themselves.
Down the hatch.
Adam, I've heard that that is the diet you've put the entire kickball team on.
I
true
have,
or false?
And it's not working out very well right now. We lost last week. I don't know.
Everyone's fat and drunk.
Right. Well, that's fun. But during the game, it doesn't work out so well.
No.
All right.
Other story hit quickly here is how many people now with the new Superman sequel coming out, people are linking Jesus Christ and Superman together, which really makes a lot of sense if you are crazy.
or Jewish.
They do that, for every movie.
One and the same,
yep.
As far as I'm concerned.
Hannibal Lecter.
RoboCop.
RoboCop. Jesus.
They did. RoboCop. Jesus Christ.
He came back from the dead, guys.
He did.
Every character that's resurrected automatically is associated with Jesus.
Jesus,
that's how it is. It's just
fava beans and a nice Chianti.
I'm going to interrupt you real fast, Adam. I want everyone to take a quick look at John because he looks very
not anymore.
He looked very sissyish sitting right there. That
wow,
means nothing to our listeners, but means
right.
A lot to me. Thank
this
you, John.
This is radio.
That's,
I can cross
that's
my
good
legs
radio
right
I
there.
Want. Steve
hey,
Skelton,
I'm a loser.
He wrote a book examining the parallels between Superman and Christ. Says. It's so on the nose that anyone who has not caught on that Superman is a Christ figure, you think, who else could it be referring to? I mean, the fact that Superman was created by... Right. The fact that he was created by two Jewish guys kind of makes me think that's not the case. But,
yeah, probably.
You know, you can read into it.
They had Christian envy when they made it.
So what are...
why does everything have to have some sort of Christian subtext to it, though?
That's how it is.
Do you have some parallels in there to...
Parallels to what?
To why?
Why
they
say that?
What's kryptonite? Like anything like that? Like
they both wear capes. First of all,
kryptonite would either be
that's
Jews
number one.
Or Romans. Right?
What about Mr. Luthor?
I just
I don't
watched
know what that was.
Mr. Kotter?
That was his little henchman guy. How he always said Luthor.
Mr. Luthor.
Yeah, he always said it like that.
That's very Mary Magdalene. Like
right there you go. Yeah. So
nice. That's it, huh?
You know.
2 pages.
Well, I mean, I could also go into how they're also... The Advocate, a gay magazine, had
uh-oh,
a huge
now you're in trouble.
Had a huge article called How Gay is Superman. So if we're going to link those two together, we just said, or they just said, that Jesus was gay.
Jess?
What do you do?
Superman, gay or very gay?
Very gay.
Very gay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Why not?
So there we go.
Well, I don't know. I don't really have a closer to that one.
Okay.
It's just how it is.
Sometimes you just need to know.
It comes out in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Or is it this Friday or next Friday?
Next Friday.
Okay, next Friday.
Isn't it a Wednesday?
This Friday is, well, whatever.
I thought it was a
this
Wednesday.
Friday is Click.
Oh, well, that's right. We'll get to that in a minute.
Click.
So we're done with news?
Yep, I'm done with news.
All right, we're all done with the news. Let's hit some reviews. What's on the docket for today, Adam?
First review is Cars, the new Pixie. I'm just combining Pixar and Disney on that one. Pixar-Disney film. First clip. Oh, why don't we just play the first clip?
McQueen, seriously. That was some pretty darn nice racing out there.
By me!
In your dreams, Thunder.
Yeah, right.
Thunder, what's he talking about, Thunder?
You know, because Thunder always comes after... Lightning!
Kapow! Who here knew about the Thunder thing?
No, I didn't.
Wait!
That's a red one!
Show us the bow!
Show me the
bow! Hey, buddy. You're one gutsy racer.
Oh, hey, Mr. the King.
You got more talent in one lug nut than a lot of cars has got in their whole body.
Really?
Oh, but you're stupid. Excuse me?
Really?
Really?
You got the goods, kid. So as you just heard, Lightning McQueen, voiced by Owen Wilson, is a cocky rookie race car driver. Speeding on his way to the big event, he crashes in the small, isolated town of Radiator Springs, destroying the main road and angering the inhabitants that depend on it. By the way, I would like to point out, if anyone's ever seen Doc Hollywood, exact same premise.
Yeah, I believe Earl raised that same comment.
Damn it. Yeah.
Not on the show, so you get credit.
Okay. Scooped by Earl. Way to go.
Thought I was clever there. In order to make up for what he did, the cocky roadster is sentenced to community service. While many of the town's citizens aren't fans of Lightning and his destructive tendencies, some seem slightly starstruck.
You are a famous race car? A real race car?
Yes, I'm a real race car. What do you think? Look at me.
I have followed the racing my entire life, my whole life.
Then you know who I am. I'm Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen?
Yes, yes.
I must scream into the world my excitement from the top of someplace very high. Do you know many Ferraris?
No. They race on the European circuit. I'm in the Piston Cup. What?
Luigi follow only the Ferraris.
Uh-oh.
That's a spicy meatball.
Unlike racial stereotypes.
Yeah. The whole movie full of them.
In true Pixar fashion, McQueen must learn to respect the Radiator Springs inhabitants in a different way of life, in their different way of life, in order to get out of town and back on the racetrack. So, did both of you guys see it?
Yeah, we both saw it together.
Yes, oh,
they went on a date.
You guys went on a date.
Yeah, we held hands.
Shane, what did you think?
Well, I like the movie. I think it probably was one of the weaker Pixar movies, but
weaker than A Bug's Life.
In that same category, which. Still, it's a good movie. It doesn't matter. You know, Pixar, I guess their bottom level is higher than most.
How many Randy Newman songs?
I think there was one, but he didn't sing. He didn't. It was a penned.
Yeah, I think he did the score, but yeah, it was all instrumental stuff.
They had like a cover of "Life Is a Highway." They went real clever.
Nice.
They went real clever. But I think it was a solid voice cast. Obviously, they tend to know what's going on when they're selecting people to. Voice their creatures and animals and cars and things
like
that.
Are you a Steve McQueen fan?
Not really, no. Okay. Jared, are you?
Steve McQueen? I like his work. I guess the name was just they just pulled a name for fun. I mean, he wasn't really a Steve McQueen type character, in my opinion.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yep, there you go. I think the movie kind of hit its stride about two-thirds of the way in. It was a little boring in the beginning. Didn't quite know where to go. You know, this car gets stranded in the town, and it's a lot of establishing, you know, that he's maybe a little inconsiderate, not the nicest guy. So it took a while to kind of hit the stride. But once it did, the movie was golden. Ugh, golden. Thanks, Jared. The credits were the strongest part of the movie, so I don't know if that's good or bad, but I did laugh the most at that point.
Yes. Were they bloopers or?
I don't know if should we spoil it, Jared?
I mean, it's not hard. You can find it out.
You're not going to spoil cars.
So there's cars in it.
So like this,
everything's cars.
This town they crash into, it's on Route 66, and it's this old town that doesn't, all the buildings and stuff like that are kind of broken down, and they drive by this big movie theater, and at the end of the movie, the town is rejuvenated, and the credits, they're showing all the new movies that are playing at the drive-in theater, and all the movies are car versions of the old Pixar movies, so they have, like, a monster truck, a car story,
yeah. And a Car's Life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and all the clips they showed were John Ratzenberger, is that his name? The Cliff Clavin. I mean, it's all him on the screen in his car thing. So yeah, there you go.
Good time.
Jared,
cute.
Please save it.
Well, I always had a problem with the movie to begin with because I thought the title Cars was really boring. But I guess it kind of fits into the normal Pixar naming scheme where they're not very specific. Their titles are kind of generic. And, well, I guess I have to go along with it then. I liked the movie, but I had a hard time relating to Cars on a kind of an emotional level. So I guess that kind of kept me out of it. But
but you can relate to praying mantises and
it's odd, yeah. But they're flesh and blood. What do you want? I can't help with it. It's who I am.
Stop scowling, judges.
It's pretty much
Jesus.
It's pretty much what you expect from a Pixar movie. I don't think there's any surprises plot wise in it. I think it goes exactly where you expect it to go, which isn't a bad thing, but it's just. That's what it is. So, and as you mentioned earlier, the best part is in the end credits.
There
it's not super funny overall. The best jokes are in the end credits. So, but I did enjoy it.
Oh, go ahead, John.
No, was there a reason why the movie took like 6 years to come out? Because I remember seeing a teaser trailer for it at 2002, I think, or 2003.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because John Lasseter was back directing, and he tends to take a while with his movies.
Really?
Yeah. Judge's couch. Will any of you see this movie?
I don't watch movies for babies.
Carrie.
You already saw it, and I doubt if I will see it.
And what you're feeling on animated movies?
What?
Feeling on animated movies in general.
Oh, they're not my favorite.
Right.
You hate them. John.
I don't hate them.
John.
I will maybe rent it, but I don't know. Or if it was at my house and I saw it there and I had nothing better to do, I'd see
it. If someone had gone ahead and stuck it in the DVD player and turned it on and it was already playing. And
yeah,
you,
and I woke
you
up.
You happen to be on the couch with a glass of Merlot, you go, yeah, I'll watch it.
Darn tootin'.
A Mai Tai and a salad.
Yeah. And if you're Jess,
on the beach.
If you're Jess, if someone wrapped you up in a diaper and gave you a bottle, because it is a baby movie.
I've never seen any of the
I got a baby
Pixar
movie
movies.
For you.
Wow.
Whoa.
They're violated.
That's an inside joke
I just
for
think
Earl.
It's, okay. I just think it's...
Go ahead,
I mean,
Jess.
What aren't they going to make a movie about? Like, Cars? Like, I just think it's...
The next one's called Cassette Tapes.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Like, oh, the
Stairs.
Wild times of
a... Sex toys.
People are very
from
into
Pixar.
Cars right now, like NASCAR and all that crap.
Yeah
but nobody
are.
Who watches
I hear MC
NASCAR
Hammer's
is going to
NASCAR.
See Cars.
Yeah.
You just never know.
And Adam, will you see this movie?
Yeah, they got a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sure, why not?
There's a lot of NASCAR
That's the thing. It's just not
crazy.
It's Pixar, and they make good movies.
We've got two
not.
Radio shows going on here.
Do you want to start our own show?
Yeah.
I think so.
The girls. You can sit and make fun of me the whole time.
That's all I'll do, make fun of Shane.
You're listening to the She-Scope.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Actually, our show would be called That's What She Said.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, yeah, we just said it. And then music would swell.
And that's what she said.
Wow. And then we'd be like, Shane sucks, right? And
yeah.
And then credits.
Everyone agrees.
And credits. Jared, let's give this thing a scope score, please.
The scope score is 3 stars.
So, pretty good rating, even though everyone here seems to hate the movie.
I think it's too high for what you
three
said.
Out of four, though?
3 out of 4?
I think it's a solid movie.
I don't like stars. I like A, B, C, D.
Well, then it's a B.
Okay, fine. Minus.
She doesn't know how to...
You have to alter it.
I don't like the... I don't like
the
it.
Conversion.
Because I like there to be minuses and pluses, and you're not going to say...
Well, they say three and...
We have a graduated scale.
Shane never says 3.5 stars. He
Shane
always
never
says,
drinks
1, 2, 3, 4. Did he put that on there?
We've got quarter stars.
He put 3 1/4 star.
What? Shane, you've never done that.
We could have gone with this.
Scope score is... 3 1/4 stars.
So we've got them all.
We've got them all, baby.
That's better.
Baby, just let the men do the work here, and you just go, you leave the right. heavy lifting to us.
He just told you, yeah, he just said to stay in the kitchen and take your shoes off.
Yes.
And maybe someday he'll let you vote.
Wow.
Now, come on, that's pushing it, Adam.
Yeah. Stay out of the workplace.
That's crazy talk.
I would like to stay out of the workplace.
Next review,
stop demanding
please.
A fair wage.
All right. Please. Marital bliss can wait.
Second review, we all watched it, right?
We all did.
The first episode of season 3 of Entourage, which premiered last Sunday night on HBO. The audible sigh from Jess.
We'll find out more about that in a second.
Okay.
So the premiere centered around the LA premiere of Vinny Chase's first big budget movie, Aquaman. While meeting to discuss the premiere, Vinny's manager Eric and his agent Ari try to get Vinny to pick a date to bring.
You've been banging every girl west of Sepulveda the past 6 months. Just pick the one skank that's going to photograph well and be done with it. Boom!
Hey. That does sound classy.
E, for the love of God, help me out here.
All right, look, I agree. It's a big night, okay? And if you're going to take someone, you got to be smart. And this girl's going to be linked to you for a long time, so she's got to be premiere worthy.
Okay. All right. I just don't think any of my west of Sepulveda skanks fit the bill. Bottom line, there's only one woman in my life who really is premiere worthy.
Who?
Ma.
Aquamom. I love it. Boom.
After initially convincing his mom to come out to the show, then having her back out, the boys try to come up with some alternative dates.
Jessica Biel. Take Jessica Biel, Vince.
I don't know Jessica Biel, Turtle.
So get to know her and get to bang her. We'll get to know her so I can bang her.
Okay, I'll do my best.
You don't want to take someone famous, bro.
Why not?
They'll overshadow him. I learned that from Tom Sizemore when he bought that place at Black Hawk down from me.
Well, bringing a hooker's probably not a good idea either, Joe.
Look, I wasn't going with Ma for the press, and I'm not going with anybody else for the press. I'll go by myself. It's not that big a deal.
Finally, Eric is able to get Vinny's mom, along with his own and Turtles, all to come out to the premiere. If you've never watched the show before, they're all childhood friends. At the premiere, James Cameron talks about some of the difficulties of making a comic book movie.
When you're doing a comic book character, it's even more critical that everything be absolutely real. So we had to devise a way for Vince to really breathe underwater.
That's a joke, John.
Right.
Laugh at it.
It's the funniest.
Hey, I'm bummed because I don't have HBO, and I'd love to see
you
these shows.
You can borrow our DVDs.
Yeah.
Oh, they're out on DVD? Or
not this
season one.
One
and two are.
Season one and two. Jared, just watch them.
Yeah.
So the show ends kind of right there at the premiere. You don't actually get to see what happened.
We'll find out tonight.
We'll find out tonight, right. And that's it. Shane, what did you think?
I actually liked it. I think that the show pretty much picked off where it left off last season. You know, obviously the acting is solid. It's kind of cool to see this group of childhood friends go in and out of the inner workings of Hollywood without showing them, you know, doing these movies and things like that. It's really kind of the outside of what their career is. I think that's pretty interesting. I like this episode a lot because of both James Wood and James Cameron are in this show playing themselves and really doing parodies of themselves and looking like idiots. So these two guys really are kind of rumored in Hollywood in real life to be giant pricks, and there's got to be something good about them if they're going to be on a show like this and make
James Wood.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of crazy. They are rumored to be giant pricks and rumored to have said prick.
Okay.
So yeah, I liked it. I was impressed, and I cannot wait for future episodes. J-Rod?
I also like it. It's very well written. It's very well acted. I do worry that at some point, if the writing ever lapses, the characters will just kind of become caricatures of themselves, but they still find ways for them to grow.
You're always
and
looking at the negative side.
Well, you know, nothing's perfect. Until we give something a 4 stars, there's got to be something you gotta watch out for.
I would say my hit the post number 2 was a 4 star.
I think one of my favorite aspects of the show is that it takes place... It's like everything around what the lead character, Vincent Chase, is doing with acting. They don't really spend any time with him acting in front of a camera because that's not part of the show. It's all about...
Just like what I said.
Just kidding, Jared. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
I can mute you at any time.
Post off.
So, yeah, and I think it's... I like the format. I think it works really well as a 25-minute show.
So Adam?
Yep. I agree with basically what you guys already said. I do like the fact that kind of the only stuff that they've actually shown in regards to acting were just ridiculous things, like in season 2 where he had to use the spear gun.
Yeah,
know, and,
to look like Aquaman.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, it's one of those shows where, like, you know, most shows where they have guest stars, it's, like, hokey and everything. And in this, it's, like, they're almost making fun of that. So
they seem to have a sense of it.
Two important notes. The premiere got 2.7 million viewers, which is good, very good for HBO show.
Mm-hmm.
And I did want to read everyone my favorite James Woods quote of all time, if that's okay. And I'm going to cuss in it, too, just so you know.
You want to read it or you want to play it?
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
The one that I got was from the show. This is from... 1994 or something. He was at the time dating a 19-year-old, and people were giving him crap for it.
So he was 65 at the time.
59, I okay. think. 53, I don't know, one of those. He was in his 50s. Anyway, he's not chauvinistic at all. So he says, if you ever bought a dog, what did you buy? You bought a fucking puppy. You didn't buy a 13-year-old German Shepherd. You buy a nice young puppy. What, are you crazy? So that's why I love...
There you go.
That's why I love me some Jimmy Woods.
Scope Sofa, any opinions on the Entourage television program, Carrie?
It's one of my favorite shows.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because the relationships between the guys seems more realistic than like sitcom guys to me.
Are you waiting for
kind
them
of
to...
like Swingers?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they.
Are
get
you waiting
along.
For the boys to possibly kiss by accident at some point?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm just saying, as they. Act more like guys would act.
Yeah. Just talk
like
a lot about banging.
Just like that's pretty
how
much
guys are,
and that's how our show is pretty much. That's how we talk about our banging. Conquests and
I would
stuff
like to
that.
Note that Shane's new pajama shirt is Entourage pajamas. Shane's Entourage pajamas.
Jess,
okay, it's out of the bag.
Hater of all things Entourage. Your opinion?
Jeremy Piven's played out.
Played
wow.
out.
Can't stand
nothing
it.
Funny. Just to the point.
No, I hate Jeremy Piven.
Now you
even in PCU?
No. She liked him in PCU.
Back in the day, he's played out now.
Okay.
When he got hair implants.
Oh.
That is kind of one of the strangest phenomena in Hollywood, isn't it? Jeremy just gets more and more hair.
Yeah. That's strange.
Luxurious.
Yeah, he's going to look like Fabio by season 5 of Entourage. All right. Oof. Crickets and a scope score. Thank you.
The scope score is... 3.5 stars.
I think our highest score so far.
Yeah, that could be the highest score.
I think so.
We're just... Right in Jess's face for that. What do you think of that, lady?
You guys can tolerate dildos. It's fine.
Tolerate? We encourage them.
But only under the right circumstances.
Exactly.
Right.
That's also
that's the new Pixar
said.
Movie, by the way. Dildos.
Tolerating dildos.
Sex toys.
Okay, so we've got a new segment coming up. It is from our our music correspondent, Al. You've heard him on the show a couple of times. He has been nice enough to kind of pick out some songs for us and present them in a unique and a fun way. So let's spin it.
Are these songs worth the loose change in your pocket? Al stops by to find out if I'd buy that for a dollar.
Hi, this is Al, music correspondent for The Scope, with the first installment of I'd Buy That for a Dollar. Our first selection this week comes from the Minneapolis-based Tapes and Tapes. Our featured track, Cowbell, comes from their self-released debut LP, The Loon, which is getting a re-release from indie label XL Recordings. Tapes and Tapes found themselves being the talk of the town at this year's South by Southwest Festival and are drawing comparisons to the Pixies in their Surferosa heyday. Do you want to live a lot of shit? Our second track this week comes from the critically acclaimed Sufjan Stevens. This track, titled Come On Feel the Illinois, comes from his fifth studio album and 2005 release, Illinois. Illinois is the second installment of Stevens' musical map of the United States, following 2003's Michigan, the Great Lakes State. Stevens has recently won the New Pantheon Award, given to the best album with sales of less than 500,000 copies. Our third and final selection on I'd Buy That for a Dollar comes from the Vancouver supergroup The New Pornographers. This track, The Laws Have Changed, is neither new nor pornographic. The Laws Have Changed comes from their second LP, 2003's Electric Version. The band is currently touring in support of last year's release, Twin Cinema. If you want to catch The New Pornographers show, please be prepared for lineup changes. Guitarist Dan Behar spends most of his time with his band Destroyer, and singer Nico Case is currently touring in support of her latest LP, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. We just finished hearing clips from Tapes and Tapes, Sufjan Stevens, and The New Pornographers. So if you only had a buck to spare, which track would you buy for your dollar?
Thank you, Al. So let's go around the room here and find out what people thought of these tracks. Jared, we'll start with you.
I was torn between the first one from Tapes and Tapes and the second one from Sufjan Stevens. That's a mouthful. I'm going to go with Tapes and Tapes. That's one I'd spend my dollar on. I like the grittiness of it, the nice rhythm. And
he was like a grab right onto that fucker. And
a good song.
All right, Adam?
I actually have all three albums.
Ooh, look at Mr. Indy.
Right. So, and it's hard for me to ever pick against The New Pornographers. I kind of think of them as maybe the best pop rock band today. So I'm going to go with that track.
Excellent. I'm going to follow that up with your same selection. I like that song the best. The second song by Sufjan Stevens was a little too girly for me. I like the pop sounds, but it sounded too sissy. So the third one was just the right mix of pop and indie spirit that we all love so much.
You're such a tough guy.
Yes. And by the way, I think all of these tracks can be purchased on iTunes, so just go there and spend your dollar for it on it. I think Al will be back with future installments of this bit. So yes.
That was the longest we have not talked on an episode so
it was
far.
Great.
It felt very awkward.
By the way, any of you three on the couch have any opinions of those songs? John?
Well, I don't know. I think I'd support the local boys on there. I'm not a big pop, indie pop guy, like with big choruses and horns and kind of like that, what's that one band? Yoshimi Battles.
Flaming Lips?
Oh, Flaming Lips. I mean, I like some of Flaming Lips stuff, but...
So you'd say you're anti-good songs is what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
I like, just, I'm... you know, the real gritty, low production.
Vanilla Ice.
Incubus.
Yeah.
Incubus.
No. No.
Winger.
I don't know.
Carrie.
You know, I don't like any songs when I first hear them.
That's right.
They have to grow on you.
Yeah.
Next week we'll have Ashley Parker Olsen on there for you, and you can
Ashley Parker Angel.
Ooh, and that you just that you knew it was scary. Jess, go ahead.
I liked 2 and 3 the best.
2 and 3. Jess Probably and I will be going on a date later. Thank you.
And John and I stand alone.
Okay, is that it for reviews, Adam?
Yes, it is.
It is. So let's move on to Adam's favorite part of the show, coming soon. Talk over the end of it. It's cool.
Oh, okay. So let's start with some music. Coming out this Tuesday, June 20th, Frank Black has a double album called Fast Man, Raider Man, which I'm not looking forward to as much as I love the Pixies. Every Frank Black solo effort has had maybe 2 good tracks on each one.
Is he a big fat guy?
He's a giant, giant fat guy.
So if there's, if there's only a couple good songs, why would he do a double album?
To have 4 good songs.
Matches his appetite.
He's fat.
Are you anti-Frank Black?
We'll buy it so we can have his 17 beers and 4 pizzas.
I will say when he was just slightly chubby, it was the Pixies' heyday. So maybe he'll work on that.
Put that in your pipe
Though,
and smoke it.
This is his
when
first
he had hair.
His first solo album since they reformed for the tour last year. So maybe something good will come from that.
All right.
Also, Nelly Furtado's new album.
Ugh, Jesus.
Great.
What a disaster. That whole album.
The Carrie new one?
It's got all hip-hop now.
Carrie and I
she?
Have talked about that, and she's had a complete makeover change for this album. She was kind of this indie pop princess, and now they've pretty much turned her into a big banging slut.
Hot.
Hip-hop
No,
whore.
Not even hot. It's just, yeah, hip-hop whore is what she is.
Oh.
So I'll be buying
That's
it.
Her true self, though, she says.
Okay.
Right. Jess, 2 or 3 copies. How many will you be buying of that?
Didn't she marry the guy from Silverchair? Isn't that her?
No.
Which is the one?
Isn't that Natalie Imbruglia?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
They're basically
the
same.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Who else?
No, they're both sluts.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Sweet.
Guster, mm-hmm. new album. Ooh. I don't know who.
Yeah, they had a hit.
I like
a couple
one.
Years.
I have
back.
Two of their albums, and I like them quite a bit.
Yeah,
I might check that out.
Pretty. You're kind of your college indie pop type music. You hear them on your local alternative stations.
I'm even writing it down.
Write it down, Jared.
Look at that.
You
I'm
don't
learning.
Have to. You don't have to because it'll be on thescopeshow.com.
But I don't listen to the Scope.
Oh, okay.
Or go to the website.
And also Keen, their new album.
Yep.
Under the Iron Sea. Not excited for that.
A big week for indie.
Faux indie, yes.
Faux indie music.
The following Tuesday, June 27th, Dashboard Confessional's new album. So boring. And The Dog Pound.
their
new album, by the way, titled Callie Is, with a Z, like how I pronounce business, is active. Callie Is Active.
I put that one on for John.
Thanks.
Not a fan of pop music, but he loves The Dog Pound.
I'll take it.
You're missing. Okay, so anyway,
you can put some. If there's something I missed, you can put it on there.
Film. We call them movies in my business.
Talkies.
Celluloid.
In your Jewish business,
we call them motion pictures.
Your people call them movies.
Right. June 23rd, this Friday. Click, the new Adam Sandler movie, which, as I told people the other night, is actually just an extended version of an episode of Weird Science.
Yeah. But it has Hasselhoff.
And I think Jess just barfed up her kidneys right there. Yeah. Audible pain. You could hear it if you played
we
this
We also
back.
Discussed a couple days ago that very Saved by the Bell, how Zach would freeze time.
Right.
And very Out of This World, how Evie would freeze time. So,
have you guys seen the trailer for this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the clever premise is they go to Bed Bath & Beyond, and Adam Sandler walks into the Beyond wing of the store, and that's where he finds this remote.
No.
Yeah. I swear to God.
Oh. Yeah. Hilarity.
Yep.
And then he turns up green like
every
the Hulk.
Movie.
He is.
I mean, I thought Little Nicky was, it couldn't get better than
Jess
that.
Jess is not a fan of Adam Sandler, by the way. She can't tell.
Just cinch it. Belt it and cinch it, Jess.
There's another movie coming out that Friday I can't think of right
I don't
now.
Know if...
So anyway.
Let's pretend like that's the only one.
Okay. Right. Who would want to go up against a Sandler movie?
No.
Never want to go.
Foolhardy, that's what that is.
The following Friday, and you, or no, June 28th would be a Wednesday, wouldn't it? Probably, because, yeah. Anyway, so the following week, June 28th, Superman Returns opens.
Yay.
So I think we're excited about that.
Yep.
So it's getting weird.
Crowd's happy.
It's getting weird buzz, like, people are...
Like he's gay or he's a Christian metaphor?
People are preparing for it to be awful.
Wow.
Not necessarily that it is, but just they're kind of... That's how they're worried about it.
Let me interrupt you real fast. In this week's Entertainment Weekly, they have a big cover story on Superman, and they go through all of the previous versions that were supposed to hit before this one, you know, like the Tim Burton version and the Kevin Smith version. And all of the plots for the previous ones could have been the worst movie you've ever seen.
Yeah, just think how miserable it could have been.
So this one is supposed to be closer to what Superman is supposed to be, I guess, at least in the eyes of comic book nerds. So from that sense, I got to believe it's going to be better.
I would like to say that there's a two DVD, whatever movie thing, of Kevin Smith, where he just goes around the colleges and talks.
Yep.
And on the way over here, Jess and I were talking about things we dislike about Kevin Smith, and that's fine. But he's a really good storyteller, and he has a really good story about when he was brought on by Warner Brothers to write Superman
lives. Returns or lives. Yeah.
And just how, you know, eventually he was taken off the project after Tim Burton came in, but like just the terrible things that they wanted to do, like that, you know, the director wanted to do and that, you know, and just how awful it was. And so I would suggest, you know, go rent it because it's actually a good two DVD set.
Is John Peters still involved?
Who's
as producer?
No, I don't think that he was producing this movie.
Was he the Wild Wild West guy?
Yeah.
And also the Batman films.
Yeah, that's kind of where the good story comes in, where he talks about how John Peters really wanted to have a giant mechanical spider fight him.
Being Superman.
Superman, right. And, you know, eventually that project went away and Tim Burton came in. But then, you know, a few years later when Wild 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 West comes out, what's in it? What's the giant villain at the end? A giant mechanical spider. Yeah, so.
I would argue the villain is Mr.
Kevin Clark.
Well, okay,
Mr.
Yeah, but
Kevin
he's
Smith.
Riding a giant mechanical spider. Anyway,
I'd say Will Smith is a villain.
Also,
to all the movies.
Also that week, probably this is probably a Friday opening though. The Strangers with Candy movie,
nice,
which Jess is excited about.
There we go, Jess. We've got you excited.
I
about
like
Harry.
Something.
Wait, I'm going to ruin it for Jess right now though.
Oh,
co-starring
produced by John Peters,
Sarah Jessica Parker, and Matthew Broderick.
I know.
Wow,
she's not a fan.
But you're going to be torn.
If you are a fan of the Comedy Central show, or what was the book?
Wakefield.
Wakefield, you would probably...
Or Exit 57.
Yeah. You,
or The Colbert Report.
Duh.
Right, or The Colbert Report, because it is starring Stephen Colbert. So I would suggest go seeing Strangers with Candy, because Amy, what's her name, is funny.
Sedaris.
And
strange
was,
looking.
She was rumored to take over for Letterman. She still is rumored to take over for Letterman when Letterman leaves.
Only if Letterman gets to decide.
Right, because
he
does. If you ever see her when she's on the show, he loves her. Mm-hmm. It's great to watch. It's great to interviewing.
Sounds good. Does he like do her right on
compelling.
The couch?
He bangs her on the desk.
Wow.
It's
hot.
So
sexy.
TV, the
hot.
Premiere of, I guess this is tonight, Treasure Hunters.
Woo.
Which when I heard the premise of this, it sounded like the one that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck had pitched a few years ago called Lost it was called Lost, actually, which is weird, where, you know, people are just left somewhere and they have to kind of figure out clues where to go next. Mm-hmm. And also America's Got Talent, which is basically, I mean, are they allowed to sing on it? Because it's basically
it's anything.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I submitted the show for that.
Uh-huh.
Soundly rejected.
They come back. The scope has no talent.
None.
So that will
Thank
be
you.
That will be more in Star Searchy then, because it'll have like people doing
hosted by Mr.
Stuff.
Regis Philbin.
Great.
Do they have spokesmodels?
No.
DVD.
Hit it.
June 20th, this Tuesday. Justice League season 2. I'm assuming that's Justice League Unlimited, because they're finally coming out with the seasons. Because before they had just set them in random series. Siriana finally comes out after being delayed 3 weeks. News Radio, the fourth season. And King of Queens, season 5.
Carrie,
so that's exciting.
King of Queens coming out.
My parents will love it.
Nice.
Yeah.
John, are you awake over there?
What?
No.
No, why is Siriana getting pushed? Why did it get pushed back?
Yeah, I don't know. It was on my Netflix queue to come out the first week of June, and it's been pushed back to June 20th.
I heard Republican conspiracy.
Probably.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. When does
that
news,
makes sense.
When does
but
news
it happened
radio,
under Clinton's watch.
When does news radio get into the John Lovitz era? Does anybody know?
It's the last season.
Is it only the last season?
How many seasons did it go?
8? Something ridiculous.
Was it 8?
It was really long.
So not for a while.
We're safe.
Yeah.
I know not.
King of Queens, by the way, also... has
also terrible.
Yes, but it has Patton Oswalt. So I'll throw that in there. The following Tuesday, June 27th, Ultraviolet and Strangers with Candy, the complete series.
They're putting out
the box
all three
set?
Of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all three.
And that's timed with the movie, obviously.
Yes. I put that on there.
What do you guys call it when they re-release something?
The double dip.
Yes.
Double dip. Right.
I didn't make that up. That's existing out there.
And in comics, we could do 52 every week because we know that's going to come out.
52 is coming out. Woo!
Eternals number one, written by Neil Gaiman, who I have never been able to read a complete book of. I don't like him at all.
I'm a humongous fan, and you're a bastard. And it's pronounced Gaiman, by the way.
I was going to say. Just like, even I know that.
And I am gay for knowing that.
Fancy. I'm nerdier just because of that.
I watched, what's the movie that he
Mirror Mask?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, and has some of the worst music I've ever heard in my entire... it's basically...
Did they have the Final Countdown in it?
No, I wish. That would have made it so much better. Awkwardly, it had very Dave Matthews-sounding music.
Shane, did you watch that?
No, I didn't get a chance to watch it.
You guys should watch it just for the music at the beginning.
But visually, wow, right?
It was weird. I mean, it was basically the Neverending Story, but not as good.
Wow, that's not saying much. Right. Lamal.
That's it. Nothing else is coming out the next 2 weeks.
Okay, please close this edition of Under the Scope, Jared. Thank you. Under the Scope. All right, it's that time when we take a look at our...
Time to bust a rhyme.
Bust a rhyme. Time to suck a lime.
Time to read on time.
Go ahead.
We got a couple comments from repeat commenters, so I guess obviously we're not growing the audience.
Wow.
Nikki says, this has to be the best show yet. Extremely funny and very entertaining. Keep up the good work.
Yes.
There you go. And A. Jacqueline says, yes, wonderful job with the interaction among all of you. I like it especially when you hush Earl from his ramblings and move the show along. And as for Al, he's like the film character on the Tom Green Show. Adds a certain flavor. Thank you!
That flavor? Peppermint.
Al also hates it when you put pennies in your mouth, just like Phil did.
I like how she recognized the tight control needed to have Earl on the show.
He's
a loose cannon. Just get out of control. It'll be all over the place. It'll be entirely his show if you let him go.
So is there any way our listeners can get in touch with us, Jared?
I say it every week, and nobody ever really...
They're really tuning you out now.
You can email us at comments@thescopeshow.com. You can visit the website and comment on the show notes for this particular episode or anyone in the past. You know, depends on where you are, I guess.
Yeah.
That's thescopeshow.com. We're also listed in iTunes, music store. It's free. Podcast. Look us up. The Scope.
Review us.
Yes. Podcast Alley at podcastalley.com. You can vote for us there. I don't think anyone's taking any time with that, but I'll still mention it in case someone decides to.
We're going to be making moves in the future to make the show more iPod and CD burning friendly. I think that's going to be one of our next goals, Adam. You don't know anything about it, do you?
Nope.
Okay, this is just in my mind. Right. And that's it.
I should also mention something about the show, the song of the week, you know?
Yeah, go ahead.
Talk about that. The song this week, Scope Sounds, was from Mates of State. You can find them on the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com and also at matesofstate.com.
Very, very nice. So I think we're just about the end of the show, aren't we?
Yes, blissfully so.
My voice held out. So I have to throw out a huge thank you to our, number one, our announcer, Tony Partington, who every week brings it like he means it. He will be in on the show at some point. Someday, somewhere, somehow. Also like to thank our three guests, judges. Not going to thank them too much because they backstabbed me, including my wife.
Yeah.
John, thank you for being here.
I just told it like it was.
You told it wrong. Jess, I'm glad you enjoyed the Strangers and Candy part of the show.
You're welcome.
Carrie?
Yes.
And nothing to say to you.
Okay.
It's going to be the awkwardest ride home ever.
Yes. Ugh. So I would be remiss if I did not discuss what's coming up on future episodes of The Scope. In 2 weeks, we are going to have our first best of show. Can you believe it? Yeah, we're going to be we're going to be compiling all of our greatest bits.
Well, not all of them, but just a few.
Yeah, just a few.
Select
There's
nuggets.
Too many to put
There's
all.
Maybe you can't fit them in one show.
This might be kind of like a director's commentary.
You can fit them in six shows, but
I mean, you got to listen. It's going to be great. We'll have a little bit more music. We'll have hopefully a little bit more comedy. But then again, maybe not. Maybe we're just delusional. And we're doing that in preparation for our big Convergence show, which is coming up in
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yep. Where we're going to be headed down to the biggest science fiction convention in Minneapolis.
In the upper Midwest.
In the upper Midwest. And our presence is going to be felt there. Jess, are you ready for it?
I think I'm ready.
Are you going to be participating?
Oh, yeah.
Count on you.
Yep.
All right. We locked you in. We're going to have correspondence. We're going to have great things going on. There's going to be Klingon weddings. There's going to be...
Oh, yes.
There are going to be things that madness. The imagination cannot even wrap its head around.
There might be some consumption.
Consumption.
You never know.
So, yeah, we need a little time for that. And it's bound to be a great time. So, yeah, that's coming
up. Plus, it hits on an off week, so that's just how the schedule worked it out.
Yep, so we need time to prepare. Anyway, tell all your friends about the scope. For myself, Adam, and Jared, this has been one heck of a podcast, hasn't it? You can tell by the smile on our judges' faces.
I think they're all sleeping.
Yeah, they're sleeping. Brilliant. See you next time. Sayonara. Bye-bye.
If you're going to be in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and would like to participate in a taping of The Scope, send your request to tickets@thescopeshow.com. Please mention in what special way you can contribute to the show.